WTAW News Time, 5 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast. Coming up after the news, good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. The Brazos County Sheriff's Office reports phone scammers are back. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says callers identifying themselves as real deputies are advising local residents they have a warrant and are demanding $300.
It appears that there is a much larger investigation ongoing into this operation that's not ready to come to a closure. So the Federal Bureau of Investigation is looking at it along with other state agencies.
And Stewart says none of the targeted victims have fallen for the scheme. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, has released the recommendations the committee spent the summer studying in advance of the upcoming legislative session. Among the seven items agreed upon by all committee members is identifying cost-effective alternatives to Medicaid.
Texas needs to continue to work with our congressional partners and individuals such as Representative Flores to seek a block grant from Congress so that we can administer Medicaid as a state plan that's correct for the citizens that need those vital services, but at the same time, it's right for the taxpayers of Texas. The
recommendations also include expanding access to women's health care, improving the state's mental health services, stopping prescription drug abuse, and future funding of CPRIT, the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute. The governor's task force on addressing infectious diseases has issued more than 170 pages of recommendations to prepare for and respond in a health emergency. The task force included several members of the Texas A&M Health Science Center. One of them, Dr. Scott Lillibridge, spoke at this week's Chamber of Commerce Community Health Update. He says they're not only monitoring Ebola, but a return of polio in war-stricken areas of the world.
Iraq, Syria, Nigeria, and Afghanistan. The sad thing about that is that if that causes refugees, they move around the world, countries start having polio cases, we'll have to re-immunize children again. That's a huge health security issue for us.
A link to the task force recommendations is on our website at WTAW.com. There's a new leader of the Brazos County Democratic Party. Jason Poyser was appointed chairman following the retirement of Maggie Charlton as she and her husband are moving to North Carolina. Charlton was named executive director in 2004, then was selected chairwoman in 2008. Poyser, who takes over December 31st, will finish the remainder of Charlton's term, which goes through 2016. Those living in the Bryan School District have the better part of a week to choose between two options next year for the calendar. Spokesman Brandon Webb says the main difference is whether students will continue a week-long Thanksgiving vacation.
Option A, which again is similar to the calendar that we are in this year, with the full week of Thanksgiving off, pushes the end of school into the first week in June.
The calendar survey can be taken until next Wednesday at bryanisd.org. The school board could take a vote as soon as a week from Monday. Sunday marks the 88th BCS Christmas Parade. The parade starts at the entrance of Polo Road, heads onto University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Penny Zent, parade co-chair, says the group will head different directions just south of the Tejas Center at Sulphur Springs.
If you want to see everybody in the parade, that you stay south of the Sulphur Springs area.
Zent says there are 102 entries in this year's parade, including the Fightin' Texas Aggie Band and Ross Volunteers, who lead off the parade every year. She says there will be camels as part of a live nativity scene. The parade starts at 2 p.m. For more information, you can visit bcsparade.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 66 degrees. More news at the bottom of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
810, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products to keep your family comfortable year-round. Go to Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Patchy fog out there this morning, along with a couple of showers. It'll be breezy and warm today. Highs will make their way up to about 75. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, we're 55 to 60. Mixture of clouds and sunshine develop tomorrow as we get the weekend started. It cools off a bit, high 65 to 70. Partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Another chance of shower Sunday and turning cooler with highs of only 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 8:10, Friday. Jay Sokol here from the City of College Station. How are you today?
Hey, doing well.
I know your job is basically to image College Station.
All right.
Notice how he didn't disagree. You image College Station, so I'm sure that wanting to be a cutting-edge city in some areas would be important, so I thought I would impart this to you and let the other seven people listening know as well. If you'd like to know what the new hip, hot color this year will be.
Okay.
Marsala.
Marsala.
Marsala. The Pantone Color Institute has dubbed the terracotta shade the official color of the year.
Oh, my gosh.
The wine and warm browns promise to deliver a feeling of groundedness, strength, and confidence, as well as the richness that lends sophistication.
Look for that to make our secondary color palette.
Well, I'm just...
at the city sometime soon.
Does it go with black and pink? Thank you. All right.
Marsala.
Yeah, just remember that.
No, but I think she works there.
Isn't there a chicken Marsala?
Nicely played.
Did I make that up?
No, there's a chicken Marsala. That's right. Anyway, it's the first to be on the bandwagon, Sephora, apparently. The fashionistas over there have a new Marsala line out December 26th. So maybe make police cruisers Marsala?
Water towers?
I think one of the water towers already kind of is.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's kind of a light mauve, if you will. But anyway, it's fine. What else going on?
Brought a guest this morning.
Did you?
Gary Logan from your College Station Parks and Recreation Department.
A graduate of a football team that beat us this year.
Yes, that's correct.
I couldn't remember if it was Ole Miss or State, but what the hell, it doesn't matter.
Fair enough. We technically did. We didn't do so well after that.
Yeah,
we made it. Yeah, we made it. We ended up with nine.
Better than what we did here. All right, so what's going on in your world?
Well, this weekend, guys, we got Christmas at the Creek. Starts tonight, 6 to 10 p.m. at Wolfpen Creek, and then we'll continue tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the festival site. But we also have some activities, a movie going on after 6 p.m. So just come out to Wolfpen Creek. There's a ton going on. One of our big attractions is the outdoor ice rink. It's 2,000 square feet. It'll be up at the Arts Council area, but we also have a ton of large kids inflatables. We'll have some arts and craft vendors tomorrow.
It's not for large kids.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Just want to make sure everybody understands.
Love that.
Yeah. You don't want fat children coming over there doing that, too.
No.
Go ahead.
Got all those, food vendors, all of our normal stuff. Got a movie tonight. We'll be playing Arthur Christmas. And then tomorrow we'll have performers from various local groups, churches, dance groups, stuff like that on the stage, and then we'll end it all off tomorrow with another movie. So much going on, so many different times. The best thing to do is go to the website, cstx.gov/Christmas, figure out what you want to do, when it's happening, and show up accordingly.
Most importantly,
park at Post Oak. I can't stress that enough. Parking is going to be pretty congested. Yeah. We've got several road closures, including Colgate, one lane on Dartmouth, and Holloman. So please park at Post Oak. We do have hayrides available, so it's not, you don't have to walk the entire way if you don't want to. So
and you can probably get to wear your shorts, too.
Fair enough. It might be a little bit soggy, but I think we're going to be all right for the weekend. But definitely a mild weekend.
That's right. So it's the kickoff to Christmas at the Creek. All right. Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate
it. Thank you.
What else you got?
Well, we've got various academies and universities offered by the City of College Station. We've got our Citizen Fire Academy registration underway. That gets started, the actual classes, on January 20th. Our Citizens University, which is sort of a global overview of how city operations work, that class gets started January 26th. And then our Citizens Police Academy registration also underway. And the first class starts on February 3rd. So all those are listed on our website at cstx.gov.
All right, there he goes. Jay Sokol here on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
The joys of Christmas. How can we best appreciate the joys of Christmas? How can we best keep that holy day? The author Wilfred Peterson answers those questions. That story in a moment.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
What is the best way to keep Christmas? Author Wilfred Peterson believes this is the answer. By sinking the shafts of our spirits deep beneath the sparkling tinsel of the season. By following the star on an inward journey to Bethlehem to stand again in awe and wonder before the babe in a manger. By being still and listening to the angels sing within our hearts. By reaffirming the supremacy of man's conquest of himself. By resolving to give ourselves away to others in love, joy, and devotion. Author Peterson believes those steps will develop the inner meaning of the day and give deeper appreciation to the joys of Christmas.
The nation's jobless rate remains steady. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Al Brooks. U.S. employers ramped up hiring last month, continuing a stretch of robust payroll gains and keeping the economy on track to record its strongest year of job creation in 15 years. Non-farm payrolls rose a seasonally adjusted 321,000 last month, the strongest of hiring since January 2012, according to the Labor Department. Revision showed employers added 44,000 more jobs in September and October than previously estimated.
If you've been waiting for the perfect time to purchase your next vehicle, the time is now, and it's only at Caldwell Country Chevrolet. Take advantage of Caldwell Country's year-end blowout sale, with fleet pricing being extended to the public this month only on all models in stock. Tahoes, Suburbans, Silverados, Malibus, Impalas, all must be sold this month. Caldwell Country, number one in fleet sales and extended fleet pricing in Texas. It's Caldwell Country's legendary year-end blowout sale, and it's this month only. Hurry, come see why Caldwell Country is different and worth the drive.
The Aggie Report is next.
Football coaches pick their best starters each week. Your Aggie Kubota dealers always have an all-star lineup ready to work. Like the rugged new Kubota RTV X900. It's the next generation of North America's top-selling utility vehicle. With a powerful Kubota diesel engine, over 1,100 pounds of cargo capacity, and a new VHTX hydro transmission. Visit AggieKubotaDealers.com for a chance to win an RTV X900 of your own. That's AggieKubotaDealers.com.
Come tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Texas A&M will play host to Arizona State at Reed. Again, 1 o'clock tip time. Broadcast time on this radio station will be at 12:30. The Aggies are 0-4 all time against Arizona State. Played them twice in Hawaii, one time in Tempe, and the last time we played them, 1998. That went three overtimes here in College Station, and Arizona State won it. An aspect of this team this year for Texas A&M, a lot of new players and, of course, some returning players. And I asked Coach Kennedy recently about getting players in and out of the game and the approach by the coaching staff on that aspect.
We go back and forth with our older guys. You know, we get them out, and if there's a lull or we struggle, we try to get one of those guys in to have some confidence and have some security in knowing what we're doing. So we're getting a feel for that.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The Aggies take on Arizona State tomorrow at 1 o'clock, 12:30 broadcast time on this station. Be there. Reed Arena is the location. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
The Aggie Report is brought to you by Cornerstone Home Health, the foundation for your loved one's health. 776 5620.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
You know, you ask your joints to do a lot of things, from simple movements to playing sports to lifting a toddler. So it only makes sense to support those rather important joints with a trusted product like Essential Joint Care from the Activate Company. Now, whether age or overuse has led you to seek some joint relief or support, well, Essential Joint Care will work faster than anything on the market to get those joints working like they used to. Now, Dr. Steelman's high-quality glucosamine chondroitin formula protects and revitalizes cartilage. It eases occasional joint stress and nourishes the joint matrix. Whether it's running after a soccer ball, bending over to plant some flowers, or opening a jar, Essential Joint Care works inside the joint to make the joint work for you. You can find out more about Essential Joint Care at myactivate.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free at 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411.
Young Joe McVicker was pretty sure that his new wallpaper cleaner would work, even if it did feel a little funny. Oh, that really didn't bother him too much, but his dad said that he wasn't sure that housewives would like it. Young Joe worked for his dad, so what Papa said usually went around the Cotol Chemical Company of Cincinnati. Pop pretty much had started the company from scratch and thought that he had a pretty good handle on what sold and what didn't. And this didn't, or wouldn't anyway. The Cotol Chemical Company had made their way in the industrial world for some time, manufacturing a rather lucrative line of cleaning products for the home. Soaps, window cleaners, carpet scrubs, even some good fabric cleaner. So when Joe told his dad that he had come up with a great new wallpaper cleaner, Dad was excited. Wallpaper, after all, got just as dirty as anything else in the home. Joe came to Dad's office and tried it out on the smudges on the wallpaper. And presto, it did a grand job of taking off the grimy fingerprints and other dirty spots. Well, wallpaper hadn't looked that good since it was new. Dad was impressed. That is, until he saw the product. It was not a liquid. It was not a solid. It was kind of a lumpy mess. And that was the problem. Dad didn't think it would sell. But Joe persisted, and Dad, well, he gave in and put the wallpaper cleaner on the market. Sure enough, it was a flop. Nothing. A few cans sold, that was about it. Nobody wanted the super-efficient, funny-looking, weird-feeling wallpaper cleaner. Joe was disappointed, but he sent a can to his sister, the schoolteacher, for some advice on how to sell it to housewives. Sis knew just what to do. She gave it to the kids in her class, and sure enough, it was a hit with the kids. So much so that Sis took it to the Cincinnati Board of Education, and they approved the stuff. So, did the Cincinnati schools now have the cleanest wallpaper in the country, you ask? Nope. No kid would be caught dead cleaning wallpaper. Joe's sister, or rather his sister's students, found a use for the non-selling wallpaper cleaner that later became a worldwide craze and one of the most popular toys ever devised. You see, it's a little-known fact that the funny-looking, weird-feeling stuff, which was a complete failure as a wallpaper cleaner, was a substance that kids love to touch, feel, and create with. So Joe changed the name and remarketed his product as Play-Doh.
How much of your privacy are you willing to give up to save a few bucks? I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
Just in time for the holidays, the limited edition Commando Tab tablet. Designed and created by Kim Commando. The Commando Tab is powered by the quad-core ARM Cortex-A7 1.3 GHz processor and 16 GB of storage for blazing speed. All your videos, photos, and apps are displayed on Commando Tab's large and vibrant, bright, high-resolution 10.1-inch touchscreen. And since the Commando Tab runs on the Android operating system, there are millions of apps to make your Commando Commando tab, the best computer you've ever owned. Email, web browsing, shopping, photos, videos, Google Maps, stocks, news, weather, and more. It's all there. The Commando tab is only $199. The Commando tab is a limited edition, so order today. When they're gone, they're gone. The Commando tab at shop.commando.com, keyword tablet. That's shop.commando.com, keyword tablet.
Shopping apps for your smartphone or tablet are a huge hit with both consumers and retailers. As you're out doing your holiday and Christmas shopping, pull up the Amazon, Walmart, or ShopSavvy app, and you'll know instantly if you're getting the best price. But apps can do so much more when they also use your gadget's Bluetooth connection. It knows your exact location. Imagine you're looking at headphones in a store, and a coupon to save $10 on those headphones is instantly delivered to your phone. Drive by a Walgreens pharmacy, and you're alerted to that week's specials. These are push ads from in-store beacons. When you're in range, the store knows it. This year, walk around any one of Macy's 800 stores, and the store will know exactly where you walked, shopped, or purchased an item. This year, only 50,000 beacons have been installed in stores. Next year, that number's estimated to be as high as 10 million. Keep up to date on everything tech at commando.com. That's K-O-M-A.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus Bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Lee's Carpet resists spills and stains so well, we are having a spillabration.
Enjoy 50% off with 18 months special financing on selected styles of Lee's Carpet. Plus, you can save up to 30% on selected hardwood, laminate, and tile floors too. Ron, tell me, why should we come in now and save on Lee's Carpet?
Lee's has the newest styles and colors and the best warranties of any carpet. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One on Highway 6 next to Harley-Davidson.
Solar Secrets from Blades of Grass. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Blades of Grass carpeting a lawn comprise a super efficient solar collecting system with lots of light gathering surface area. UMass Amherst polymer chemist Alejandro Briseño and his team have created tiny solar electric cells in the form of organic nanopillars that mimic the grass blades. He says each nanopillar is a single crystal grown on a carbon scaffold.
And so we've been able to essentially train these molecules to stack into coins to form these single crystal pillars.
In the journal Nano Letters, Briseño and his colleagues report using a variety of different materials to create solar cells with different attributes. While not as efficient and durable as silicon solar cells, he says the organic nanopillars will be as cheap to make as plastic and could be used in low-cost sensors, toys, patches, and stickers. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
WTAW News Time is 8:29. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. Several officials of the Texas A&M Health Science Center were involved in the governor's task force on infectious diseases, which has issued its recommendations on how to plan for and respond to a health emergency. A member of the task force, Dr. Scott Lillibridge, spoke at this week's Chamber of Commerce Community Health Update. He says more than 20 diseases have emerged over the last 20 to 30 years. In addition to Ebola, they're monitoring cases of enterovirus,
virus D68.
A respiratory disease that's affecting children, particularly those with asthma. We have to stay vigilant. It's nowhere near the seriousness of Ebola, but it's something we watch and are interested in terms of having effective countermeasures for that, too, in the future.
Another virus has also started to be detected in the United States.
Chikungunya virus, a.k.a. my farmer friend, the chicken virus. No, it's a insect-borne virus that is transmitted through mosquito bites. It's rampant in the Caribbean, and it's being intermittently introduced into the United States.
Online at WTAW.com is a link to the task force report. The Texas Senate's Health and Human Services Committee this week announced 7 recommendations to be considered by the legislature next year. The committee chairman, Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner, says that includes reviewing the operations of Child Protective Services in order to reduce child fatalities.
To make sure that we're reaching the goals of placement and either reunification with the families and or into foster homes. Streamlining the policies and procedures that CPS follows that make it a better place for those CPS caseworkers to work, to make sure that they're retained. We have a very high turnover. It's a very stressful job.
And the committee also recommended further attention about the future of CPRIT, the state's Cancer Prevention and Research Institute.
I don't want to be hit 4 years from now saying, well, we need a bunch of money for CPRIT, when the original intention of CPRIT was that it should be self-sufficient.
The committee also made recommendations to improve mental health and substance abuse services, reduce prescription drug abuse, and examine women's access to preventative health care. The Brazos County Democratic Party has announced a transition in its leadership. Chairwoman Maggie Charlton is stepping down December 31st as she and her husband are moving to North Carolina. She was appointed chair in 2008 after serving as executive director since 2004, following her retirement from the College Station School District. Filling the remainder of Charlton's term through 2016 is Jason Poyser, an Army veteran who served in the Middle East. So far, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is not aware of any victims of the latest round of phone scammers.
In our case, they're using the names of two of our deputies, one a lieutenant, another a livestock unit deputy, in claiming that that there's a warrant out for the person's arrest for not having shown up for jury duty in many cases.
Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says it's similar to recent calls made to residents in Robertson County.
Soliciting $300 and have directed them to go and get a prepaid or a debit card, and that the either call them back or, in some cases, have actually kept them on the line while they went and got the $300 debit card. So I'd just like for your listeners to know that this is a scam, that we would never, ever do anything like this, and not to fall for it.
Stewart asked for anyone contacted by the scammers to make a report with the sheriff's office. Those who have an interest in next year's Bryan School District calendar have until next Wednesday to take a survey. Spokesman Brandon Webb says Option A mirrors this year, with students getting off the entire week of Thanksgiving, while Option B returns to students being in class the Monday and Tuesday before Thanksgiving.
Now, what that does with Option B, essentially, other than a few other minor dates here and there, is it has the school year conclude in May. So toward the end of May, May 27th, it would either be an inclement weather day, or the day before that, the 26th, would officially be the last day of school.
The survey is online at bryanisd.org. The school board could finalize next year's calendar as early as a week from Monday. A Houston-based energy consulting firm estimates the Eagle Ford Shale oil and gas field in South Texas yielded its billionth barrel of crude oil, natural gas, and condensate last month. Wood Mackenzie estimates the field produced more than 70% of those billion barrels over the past 2 years. The field now accounts for about 16% of the oil produced daily in the United States. Rain or shine, the 88th BCS Christmas Parade will take place this Sunday at 2 p.m.
The theme of the parade is the 12 days of Christmas. That has opened up a wide variety of avenues for people to go off into as they consider what their units are going to look like. And you're going to have to come and view the parade to actually see how creative some of our community folks are, because it's going to be pretty spectacular.
Zent says the parade starts at the entrance of Polo Road, heads onto University Drive, then turns north onto Texas Avenue. To make sure you see all of the entries, stay south of Sulphur Springs area. That's where the groups will head in different directions. Go online to bcsparade.com for any more information. WTAW News Time, it's 8:34, 67 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If you're new to town and worried about your accounts in distant banks, or if you're a longtime resident and have the same concerns, your neighbors at the Bank and Trust are ready to earn your business. As the largest locally owned community bank in the Brazos Valley, we strongly believe in our community. Others may claim to be local. We truly are. In fact, you'll find all of our banking centers right here in Bryan College Station and our world headquarters at 1716 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan. Looking for a local bank? Look no further. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC.
Newstalk 1620. WTAW, let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norma G. Tractor. Go to normagtractor.com.
Considerably cloudy today. A few widely scattered showers. Also watch out for patchy fog this morning. It'll become breezy today with a high of 75. We're partly to mostly cloudy tonight. Lows will drop down to about 55 to 60. Occasional sunshine tomorrow, high 65 to 70. Tomorrow looks to be the better of the two weekend days. Clouds, maybe a shower tomorrow night, 55. Scattered shower Sunday. Temperatures on Sunday, 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, it's 8:36 and it's going to be 76 degrees and it's 20 days before Christmas. What do we do?
I know.
I already put away my tanning oil.
Not complaining.
Okay, no, it's true. I mean,
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, we gotten some cold weather already, so that's good, and that helps, and I think people like that in some way, shape, or form. But you do, you kind of, in Texas, we like to look at the people up north and go, ha, you got snow, yeah. But
now shovel it.
Yeah, and look, I can remember growing up and going out and playing with my stuff and on Christmas morning in a T-shirt, okay? So I know that it happens.
But I woke up this morning. It was hot in my house because the heater was still on from when it was cold.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
And so the AC didn't kick on when it was
sure.
cold. God,
well, that's the other thing. Yeah, if you're in a building that holds the whatever it happens to be, heat or the cold, and that happens as well. Well, while we're talking about the weather, because everybody talks about it and nobody can do anything about it, except the Weather Channel, they want to make money with it.
Of course I do.
Does anybody watch the Weather Channel for anything other than weather? Which is getting easier and easier to do. That's what it irritates the heck out of me, but I understand it from a monetization standpoint. I turn it on and they're doing Jim Cantore when I had hair, great stories of the, you know, Northeast or whatever. And all I want to do is see the weather. Would you just give me the weather? But I've got to watch the little crawl down there at the bottom, and once I get the information, what do? I turn it off.
Tune out.
Right, and that's where the monetization thing comes in.
Well, someone posted a picture of their 8-bit graphics and with perfect Paul voice, you know, reading you the weather.
All right.
And that's what I thought the Weather Channel should always have been.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then have a Weather Plus or something.
But the problem is there's no way to monetize that. I mean, you can't do it, right? Because what are they going to do, stop in the middle of the sentence and pop up a little pop-up ad for you like they would do on the Internet? You know,
please donate.
Yeah.
Like Wikipedia does.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, here's what they're doing. They're revamping the network's programming to add some, they call it, geekier program. David Clark, who's the president of the Weather Channel, talked to Variety and said they are debuting their first historical docudrama. Okay?
On the Weather Channel?
Yep. Ready?
No.
Donner Party. Yep.
When weather kills.
That's exactly right. We all remember that. They wound up eating people.
You think global warming's bad.
Yeah, really. But their second season of Prospectors, which is a series that is
that's
in the
actually not
well.
Bad.
Okay, well, there you go. Okay. So, and that's all they want is they want you to watch. And it's the problem is that through the Internet, you can't hold anybody's attention for very long anymore. And so they feel like they need to be able to do something like that. Because, and the fight they have is, what if you haven't been watching all day and you're in a place where severe weather is coming? Well, now you don't want some damn show about the Donner Party on. You want to be able to find out about the weather.
Yeah.
So they're going to make you mad, really, one way or the other. Not exactly sure how they're going to solve this thing, but anyhow, they're going to give it a try. Roma Downey and Mark Burnett are rich.
And then some.
And then just keep getting richer.
And then some.
You remember they did that, she did Touched by an Angel, you know, a long time ago, but has the History Channel's 10-hour miniseries, The Bible, last year did well. Next, 4-hour biblical event series. It's called The Dove Keepers from the Roma Downey Mark Burnett stable. So you can bet that that's going to be popular. New research has revealed that it's easier to lose weight and improve overall health by restricting your eating to 8 to 12 hours.
I saw something about where you eat everything early and nothing after like 4 o'clock.
Okay. Does that mean that we can eat nonstop for 8 to 12 hours? Is that what they're saying there?
No, probably not.
You can try.
Well, yeah, probably wouldn't work. Well, okay. Man, how do you train your body to do that, though? That's not just something that you switch. You think quitting smoking cold turkey would be hard.
Ooh.
Imagine to tell your body, okay, nothing after 4 o'clock. Body will not be happy. Body will not be happy. So if you didn't watch the Rockefeller Center Christmas tree thing.
Where Mariah Carey couldn't sing.
That's it. You're not alone. Apparently didn't pull in very good numbers this year. Part of it was some people didn't show up because they had the Eric Garner demonstrations nearby. But as far as the TV sets, that was true, too. ABC's Wednesday shows, which have been doing well this season, were also down. Modern Family and Black-ish both were down. However, Arrow and Flash crossovers appeared to work for the CW network. I don't know what those are, but I'm sure they did fine. This weekend's movies, Hunger Games apparently going to win again for the third straight weekend, simply because nothing else big is coming
yeah.
out. Looking for, what is it called, Mockingjay, is that right?
Mockingjay.
Okay. To be followed by Penguins of Madagascar and Horrible Bosses. Oh, they're going to do an ice, ice thing? What's the?
Ice Capades?
No. What's the Disney show? Frozen. They're going to do a
Frozen on ice?
They're going to do a Frozen short. Have you seen that?
No.
Yeah, they're going to do like a 14-minute Frozen movie. Now, is that smart or what?
Yeah.
I mean, once again, what they'll probably do is introduce two new characters so they can get those in the toy stores, all right? And then they'll have little kids clamoring for more.
That's how you monetize the Weather Channel. Have that little Olaf guy give you the snow updates.
I didn't know his name. That's right.
Hey,
Olaf. Yeah, you're exactly right. That's probably not a bad idea. That wouldn't cost hardly any money, would it?
No.
8:41. All right. We know that there are colleges out there who are trying to get their enrollment up, right?
I mean, always.
Do what you can. A Florida college is under fire for its aggressive recruitment techniques. According to a federal lawsuit, Miami-based Fast Train College, that's what it's called.
Fast Train?
Yeah, but it's Train, T-R-A-I-N, not the other train. Fast Train College has been hiring strippers as admissions representatives. Oh,
I want to go there, Mom.
My head hurts. Oh, yeah. Anyway, the college is also accused of bombarding prospective students with nonstop phone calls, misleading promises, and a $500 reward for referrals. Really? They, by the way, have encouraged the exotic dancers to dress provocatively. You know, what's sad is if it works, there'll be others that will try this.
Certainly.
I don't think Yale's going to have to, or Harvard's going to have to do that, but and again, it's in Florida.
Okay. Yeah. I just heard Opus Season 42 has been announced.
Oh, yeah?
Seinfeld's going to be playing March 12th.
What?
Get out.
That's what I'm seeing.
Is it? It's on a website? It's
social media.
Okay.
Frito from across the hall posted it on Facebook. Must be true. I mean, they've got a poster and everything.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and what's the date again?
March 12th.
March 12th of 2015.
Tickets go on sale Friday, December 12th.
Whoa. Okay. Well, you heard it here either, I don't know, second or third.
I wouldn't have told you now. I'm going to be the same one to get tickets you are.
I flew into Bryan College Station to spend my day at David Garner Jewelers, and I'll be showing all my new pieces in my collection. Commotion is designed by women for women. We're four generation in the gem world, and we have a very classic, elegant, feminine line of pieces. We use top quality stones, so my jewelry really pops.
Personal appearance by Miriam Gamushin at David Gardner's Jewelers, Saturday from 1 to 4:30, 911 University Drive.
My daughter is chomping at the bit for Dolphin Tale 2, which comes out on video on demand next Tuesday. And so does Guardians of the Galaxy, which makes me happy. That's the cool thing about Suddenly. You can do a little something for everybody, especially on the video on demand. and you can also take it with you. You can watch live television on the go with the new Suddenlink To Go app, now available on iPad and coming soon to other devices. You shop around if you want to and see what everybody else has got going on and find out what the hottest deals in town are, and then come right back to Suddenlink, because what's going to happen is you're going to find out that you're going to get blazing fast internet for just $25 a month. You're going to get the SL200 HD TV for $37 a month, home phone for as low as $15 a month, and you can get the 30-day money-back We Promise guarantee, meaning if you don't like it, you can kick it back. But don't get disappointed. Don't get locked into something you're not going to like. Tis the season to switch and save. Stop by the local Suddenlink store. It's a 4114 East 29th Street. It's kind of right down there by the TV station. And if you don't have time, you can always do it online. It's fast and easy. It's Suddenlink.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about a quarter till Friday. It's the 5th of December. Dude, you'll never guess what the biggest stoner demographic is. It's moms.
Get out.
The Global Drug Policy Observatory says women ages 30 to 50 were among the most enthusiastic supporters of marijuana legislation in Washington and Colorado. New York Magazine's The Cut says that as other states consider similar legislation, moms will remain major players in the pot legalization efforts in the United States. Wow.
So no more sleeping with Prince Valium.
Yeah.
Hey, honey, what'd you do today? Not much.
I had pizza.
And Twinkies. Yeah, anyway. Yeah. Okay. Really scrubbed the floor, though. Okay. So I guess they got the Orion launched off, huh?
Yep.
Got that done this morning.
At
good.
Dawn, for the dawn of a new space
yeah,
era.
I heard that. Well, that's cool. Yeah. Golf can be more dangerous than you think. 29-year-old man in Johannesburg, South Africa, attacked and killed by a crocodile during a golf game.
Well, don't go be good chasing your ball.
That's
out
what
there.
I'm thinking. Trying to retrieve balls on a
it's a dollar.
Okay, was trying to retrieve balls on a golf course in the Kruger National Park. Reptile pulled him into the water. Sounds to me like he was out there trying to get golf balls out of the water that other people had hit.
Right,
and then reselling them. So, I don't know that that's the golf game's fault. That's the guy deciding to do that. Did you hear about James Watson, the Nobel Prize winner?
No.
Sold his Nobel Prize?
Yes.
For charity.
Awarded in 1962 to James D. Watson for the discovery of the structure of DNA, and it sold for $4.1 million at an auction yesterday. The price for the gold medal sold at Christie's came in higher than the house estimate of between $2.5 and $3.5 million, and it's set at $1 million. And set a record for a Nobel sold at auction. The medal was sold to an anonymous buyer who bid by phone. Watson said he intends to donate most of the money for the sale to educational institutions. This guy had been very controversial in the scientific community, to the point that many other Nobel laureates had said, please don't bid on this. He had made comments throughout his career about race and sex and homosexuality, and so he has not been well-liked. We get this, we have this site that sends information in. It kind of, what it does is it gleans from all sorts of different news sources and then puts it all together and compiles it for me so I can look at it. And sometimes you wonder about the people who are putting together the report. I'll just read this to you as it was written. A jolt from an electric eel does a lot more than stun its prey, according to a new study at Vanderbilt University in Nashville, Texas.
Vanderbilt in
Nashville,
Texas.
Nashville, Texas, yeah. We're going to assume that's a mistake, and they mean the Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee. Oh, but what the heck? It's a T state, right?
You got to hit T twice in Texas.
I guess so. Tennessee. Yeah. Anyway, so it happened at Vanderbilt in Nashville, Tennessee. Has found that eels actually use their electric organs to remotely control the fish they hunt. The study says the electricity discharged from the eels actually reaches into the nervous system of the prey, and the shock first immobilizes its target. Then the eel sends out additional pulses that directly activate the nerves that control the prey's muscles. That means that the eel actually gains temporary control over its prey's muscles, which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
The BBC says, the BBC, who knows where Nashville is, says that temporary control over another fish means that the eel can either make its prey twitch and jump so it's easier to find, or it can continue to stun, if you will, immobilizing the fish while the eel closes in for the kill. Well, this is kind of like what we were talking about the other day about the tracking devices, right?
Yes, kind of.
Because what happens is then they can zero in on it and they go in for the kill. Boy, nature's amazing. How is it that we didn't know this stuff before? I'm just saying.
But we know the Earth is warming, so we're ahead of that curve.
Yeah. All right, are you bound and determined to get in fit shape for 2015?
Yes.
The hottest way to do that will require no extra accessories. The American College of Sports Medicine says they polled thousands of hard body pros and discovered that body weight training is where it's at.
Oh.
This incorporates squats, lunges, push-ups, and planks, and can be done anywhere.
Plyometric type stuff.
That's it. So you don't need weights. You don't need any of that other stuff. You just need a place to do that. I guess for the planks, you probably need something that's up off the ground, but that's
no,
not
you
it.
Do planks on the ground.
Okay. But you don't do it at an angle?
No, you just hold your body in a straight planked position, and it's one of the hardest ab workouts you've ever done.
There you go. And you don't have to get a big rubber ball or any of that kind of stuff?
Nope.
And you don't have to get a Thighmaster?
Nope.
You just said no additional
stuff. So that means that Suzanne Summers is going to have a bleak Christmas if this happens. Is that right? No more Thighmaster? All right. Heard it here first. Along with the Jerry Seinfeld thing.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey. A ton of stuff going on in town for the holidays. This weekend especially, I wanted to highlight four events that you could bring the family out to and just ring in the holiday season. The city of College Station continues its holiday tradition with Christmas at the Creek. It's a fun-filled weekend going on tonight and tomorrow and features an outdoor synthetic ice skating rink. That'll go on till December 11th and all at Wolfpin Creek. You can find that at 1015 Colgate Drive. Activities include a live nativity, 20-foot purple monster slide, hay rides, dance performances, inflatables, petting zoo, live entertainment, movies, costumes, contests, photos with Santa at the Arts Council of Brazos Valley, and much more. Tomorrow, find the perfect gift at the Holiday Vendor Village, where you'll find a variety of arts, crafts, jewelry, candles, and more. Admission is free, and ice skating is just $7 per person. You can park at the Post Oak Mall and even bring your own refreshments. Also happening tomorrow, holidays in the Rotunda at George Bush Presidential Library. Free admission from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure to stop on by and check out their 19-foot Christmas tree in the Rotunda, live entertainment, and Santa's workshop. There will be arts and crafts as well as cookies, hot chocolate, and punch during the event. The museum will also be collecting donations of canned and non-perishable foods for the holiday food drive. And then Sunday, the 88th annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade. 12 Days of Christmas kicks off at 2 p.m. More than 30,000 spectators will be lining those streets, watching over 100 local businesses, organizations, and individuals as they and their floats travel down University from Polo Road to Texas Avenue to the Tejas Center. From band units, floats, tractors, and musical performance, the Christmas parade really has it all. It's something to delight all ages and parade patrons. Santa brings up the end of the parade, and that is when you have your kids give him the letters. Make sure your kids put that return address so Santa can write them back. And wrapping it all up, Sunday night, the Corps of Cadets invite you to Holiday on the Quad. This is a new event. It's its first year. And they invite you, your family, and all your friends to visit the Quad for this amazing holiday festival. The Quad will be decorated in holiday decor and lights to raise awareness for one of my favorite organizations, March of Dimes. Boost morale for final exams across campus and promote positive public relations of the Corps of Cadets throughout our community. The lights will go on around 7:30 p.m. There'll be music, hot drinks, food, and other exciting booths to represent multiple student organizations. Festivities will go on until around 9:30 that night. Please share this information with your friends. This is a Corps-sponsored event, and we'd really love to see it a success. If you've got an event you'd like to share this holiday season, email Katie, K-A-T-Y, at BrazosLife.com. Or to find out more information on these events, visit BrazosLife.com. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Thanks, Katie. About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Looking for some wine-centric type gifts? Peach Creek Vineyards has some great gift ideas for you. The Chilsner, this is the one and only in-bottle beer chiller. It keeps beer cool from the first sip to the last, whether it's in a bottle or in your glass. Just you freeze it, then you insert it into the bottled beer, and you never have to worry about warm beer again. There's the Corksicle wine chiller, if you want to do that, to keep wine at the proper temperature. Maybe you're looking for wine glasses that are different, a different look. They have camo wine glasses, and they have camo beer glasses as well. So lots of different gift ideas for you at Peach Creek Vineyards, in addition, of course, to the wines that they have there. And the temperatures are going to be nice this weekend for you to be able to go out and enjoy Peach Creek Vineyards. They're in South County. You can follow them on peachcreekvineyards.com and also look them up on Facebook. They have normal business hours are from 12 until 6 on Saturdays and from 1 until 5 on Sundays, but you can get special times if you call ahead. Can sample your wines there by the glass or by the bottle. Bring your own snacks if you want to, or you can purchase cheese trays and s'mores packages. Enjoy it this weekend and find some great gift ideas, too, at Peach Creek Vineyards. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
St. Joseph knows that early detection of breast cancer saves lives. That's why they're offering a limited number of free mammograms to anyone who can't afford one, but only through December 31st. So don't wait. Call 979-776-5999 to see if you qualify.
In the spirit of giving back to the Brazos Valley during the Christmas season, the law offices of Jeff Paradowski is again partnering with Brian's Super Walmart to give away 100 new bicycles for the 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids. If you're a family in need or you know a child in need, nominate them to receive a new bike for Christmas. To do this, go to ParadowskiLaw.com and download the application and follow the mailing instructions to the law offices of Jeff Paradowski. All submissions must be received by Friday, December 12th to be eligible. The 10th anniversary Christmas Bikes for Kids, our way of giving thanks and giving back.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rockberry Road at Highway 6, and Welborn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
When it comes to making sure my farm is a success, every detail matters. Every single one. This is my farm, so I make all the decisions, call all the shots, and do whatever needs to be done. Water management, plant growth regulation, weed control, even choosing the right oil for my pickup truck. It all makes a difference. And since I grow cotton, I never hesitate with the most important detail on my farm. Planting Fibermax cotton seed. Hold on a second.
Joe! Put it right there! Yup! Yup, right there!
Sorry about that. Fibermax delivers high-quality fiber and outstanding yields year after year. Quality that's sought after and demanded by mills worldwide. Strategically bred to outperform the competition right here at home, which gives me a higher profit potential. So for the most important detail on my farm, I choose the seed that takes me furthest. Fibermax for quality and yield. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a week closer to Christmas next week, so it's then that we'll present you amazing alternative uses of vodka. We'll have that for you next week, so you can look forward to that. Remember that Gangnam-style thing? So popular that YouTube had to redesign their counter because it had been viewed so many times. I don't know, we came up with what, like 2.1 billion views of this thing. Google, who owns YouTube, said that it had to post its brand new counter because they never imagined that anything would ever be watched that many times. So there you are. Now, Patrick, you're going to have to help me with this because
okay.
this is like nerdy tech stuff. To better determine if a computer user is human or a robot, Google will be replacing its CAPTCHA with a simple checkbox.
I'm excited about this.
So CAPTCHA was one of these sophisticated things that was going to make you, it was going to discern whether it was a real person or a bot it was trying to access.
And it worked.
Okay.
For the most part.
But why did they
now,
have to change?
Because the bots are 99.8% effective at defeating the CAPTCHAs.
Really?
So you are more likely to be turned down as a human than as a bot. Because you know you're going to get one of those letters wrong.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So what they're doing, this new thing, it's really neat. They observe, because Google's really good at analytics, they observe your interaction with the page as you're filling out a form.
Okay.
So when you get to the bottom, it says, are you a human? You click the box, and it takes the totality of everything you've done, sends it to a server. This is where Google's getting their grimy hands on everything, but if it works, it's sort of cool. Okay. And then they send it back and approve or not. And if they can't figure it out, you still have to do a tiny CAPTCHA, but it's not nearly as tough.
That's fine. What you just said, and then let me tell you this one, which is scary. And Google says it's working on a kid-friendly version of its product.
And they got to make it work for mobile, too, because there's a lot of mobile CAPTCHAs.
I understand, but what I'm saying is they're obviously going to get them at an earlier and earlier age.
Uh-huh.
You may as well just call them and ask if they have any questions, right?
I'd like to plug in early to the Borg, if possible.
Okay, see how all that works out. 1992, on this date, the Denver Post quoted the Department of Energy with a memo that said in their nuclear facilities they had to have 43 workers to change a light bulb.
Yeah.
Is the government
the worst light bulb joke ever?
Is the government like Christmas? Is it like a whole bunch of people having to work and there's one fat man at the top who's telling us what to do?
Kind of.
9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio.